Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gaishke Urawaza Eigo. I am here on Zoom, as always, with my co-host, Ishii Terumi.
Hello, everyone! どうも、Ishii Terumi です。外資系裏技英語。今週も元気よくお送りしてまいります。よろしくお願いいたします。Hey, BJ!
Terumi!
What's up?
What's up? I'll tell you what's up.
何何?
We have got another Gaishke Urawaza interview today.
Interview! やったー! Interview 楽しいよね, BJ.
Do you know, I like them. I think they're some of the most fun episodes we do.
うん。もうちょっと私たち二人だけだとちょっと限界がさ、あるからさ。
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. What? Because
no,
what?
No, it's true because we've got, you know, you've got concert experience, I've got Gaishke experience as well. But it's still...What, you know, the world of Gaishke is so wide.
そうね。Gaishke の世界はとてもとても広いですから、いろいろな方の話を聞きたい。
So hearing from these different companies, up to now we've had, you know, guests from WeWork, Goldman Sachs, GE. So having these different inputs, these different viewpoints is, you know, very interesting for me.
もう WeWork とか Goldman Sachs とか GE といったね、まあ、名だたる企業ので働いたことのある人の経験談を聞いてきましたよね。
Yeah. So we've had some famous companies, but today Terumi is our first gaffer.
Gaffer. 出た gaffer.
Gaffer.
Gaffer っていうの英語で gaffer。なんか日本語では gaffer って言うんだけど。
Well, maybe would gaffer or no, I would say gaffer.
Gaffer.
Gaffer. Yeah.
Gaffer みたいな感じなんだ。
Gaffer. Yeah.
Okay. Gaffer. ね。Google, Apple.
Yeah. Okay. Facebook. Please explain. Yeah.
Gaffer というのはね、Google、Amazon、Facebook、Apple の頭文字を取った。まあ、あと、私が働いてたマッキンゼーで、働いてた人も辞めて Gaffer 行く人すごく多いですよ。
Yeah. Have you heard of the other acronym? FANG. FANG.
FANG? FANG? No, I've never heard of that.Fang.
Okay.
How do you spell it? F A.
It's F A A N G.
F A A N G. It's a GAFA ni another A added.
No, because the A from the N goes into the middle. The new letter is N.
Ah, 間違えた。N が加わってるのか。F A A N G.
Yeah.
What does N stand for?
So it's Facebook, Apple, Amazon, N, Google.
N ってなんだろう NTT ドコモとかそういうやつ急にすごいドメスティック
Never. Never.
急にドメスティック急にノット外資系 No, no.
NEC, no, it's not NEC, it's not NTT
it's... NEC でもないし NTT でもなかったわかった The company which is growing so fast
Yes
Right now Netflix
Netflix, yeah Netflix Doodun Doodun, yeah
これ伝わるかな
And...
うん、ロゴが出てくる音ね。トゥトゥン。
Yeah.
Okay. Netflix. Okay. So, is he from Netflix?
No, he's not actually. He's from G. He doesn't work at G now. He used to work at G. He's an old G, as
G.
we like to say.
Okay. Former Googler.
Googler. Former Googler.
Googler. Oh. What? そうなんだ。
That's not where he works now. I'll be very quick, actually. He's the head of Smartly.io in Japan. Smartly is an ad tech, an advertising technology company from Finland.
Wow. Finland の ad tech 会社。
Yeah.
Finland の ad tech 会社。Finland の広告会社。
Yeah.
Web 上の。そういった感じかな? へえ、めちゃくちゃ外資系の企業じゃないですか。
Yeah, and not only that, he actually runs countrymanager.jp, which is a boutique, let's say community boutique recruitment agency for hiring country managers for Gaishke in Japan.
難しいこと言い出したよ、BJ が。カントリーマネージャ
ー .jp っていう
.jp という日本の外資系企業のカントリーマネージャー、例えば日本支社長とか、そういった人材を探すウェブサイト、
yeah.
ブティックを経営されているんですか、
yeah.
めちゃくちゃすごいじゃないですか What a perfect guest for us
What an amazing guest for us and our listeners I'm really looking forward to hearing We haven't said his name yet His name is Tatsuo Sakamoto
Sakamoto Tatsuo さん、
yeah.
今日来てくれるんですね
So let's, without further ado, let's find out what it's like to be in a gaffer. Let's find out what it takes to be a country manager for a gaishike in Japan. And let's hear from Mr. Tatsuo Sakamoto.
Hello.
Tatsuo, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for inviting me here.
こちらこそありがとうございます。
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. How are you, Tatsuo?
Yep, I'm doing super well. A little bit nervous attending this program, but still very excited to be here.
Yeah.
Don't be nervous, we're very nice.
緊張するほどのあれではほとんどないです。楽しくお話できたら幸いですね。
はい、よろしくお願いします。嬉しいです。
よろしくお願いします。
Okay, you've got 90 seconds, Tatsuo. Could you give us a 自己紹介, please?
Sure. So...
そんな制約ないですからね。大丈夫ですよ。うん。
All right, that clock starts ticking. So, hi again, everyone. My name is Tatsuo Sakamoto. And as BJ just introduced, I currently work for a Finnish ad tech / marketing technology company called Smartly.io, which is a solution provider for advertiser who is running digital advertisement on SNS, social network.And I joined this company about 2 years ago as the first local employee in Japan.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And now we are running the business with three local people here in Japan, including one intern.
Okay. Okay. Let's take a step back and I'll introduce how I know you because we're, loosely speaking, we are in the same industry.
Right.
We are both ad tech.
BJ も坂本さんもアドテックの業界にいるんだ。
Yeah.
We were kind of a competitor with each other when I was in my previous company.
Google にいた時は競合ってこと?
Yeah, Google の次に I joined another Silicon Valley based ad tech company called UpLoving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And UpLoving was actually a partner of the company where BJ works for.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And later on, it started a new business, which is the publishing of hyper-casual gaming, the mobile gaming.
Uh-huh.
Then that became kind of like a competitive business of the BJ's company.
Okay.
So it was kind of funny relationship.
出会った後にそういう競合的な立ち位置になったという。そんな時期があったということですね。
おっしゃる通りです。
Yeah, well, yeah, but I would say, you know, yes, competitors, but
not really.
You know, well, interestingly, the parent company of the company is a key partner to my company. I work for an ad tech gaming company. Ad tech gaming.
Ad tech game 会社。
So the service is a partner, but the competitor part was.The gaming side. But I always think, even if you're competitors in an industry, it's really good to get to know everyone.
うん。競合だとしてもいろいろな人とつながって仲良くするのは、まあ、業界全体にもいいですしね。
Yeah.
まあ、結局、人は流動しますし。うんうん。
Exactly.
And, so, especially in the gaming industry, people move around companies, and you don't assume that people working for example, Nintendo,hates people working for Sony Entertainment, as an example. So we're kind of competing with each other, but at the same time, we are friends to make the industry much bigger
you
or
guys,、
yeah, entertain the users at the end.
You guys compete, but not enemies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
お互い競争し合って高め合うような存在ではあるけど、なんか敵視するとかじゃないですものね。なるほど。
But that's a good little introduction to your, loosely, your career there. So it went from Google to, let's say, ad tech, Silicon Valley-based ad tech company. And now you're in Smartly, which is a Finnish company, a Finnish company. Now, when our listeners think of Gaishike, I assume a lot of them do have in their mind GAFA, those big famous companies. Now, as we said in our introduction, you are our first GAFA.Ex-gaffer. Tell me, what was it like working at Google?
Yes, so as you may all heard about, Google is definitely a great company in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's providing great services to a lot of users, both businesses and consumers. Nobody doubt about that. And for employees at Google, the working environment is definitely fabulous in terms of a lot of benefit, including free lunch, in-house massage, free snacks, free drinks. I always enjoyed free cookies and Diet Cokes.
I've been to the canteen.
You have?
Yeah, I have. なんか月に2人ぐらいまでお友達呼んでいいんですよね。
そうなんですよ。そうなんですよ。はい。
それでな、2回ぐらいお邪魔した気がするな。何でも食べていいんですよね。で、いろいろなあのテーブルがあって、なんか座敷みたいなところもありますしね。テーブルもありますし、なんて言ったって景色がいいんですよ。
そうですね。
あれ、Google って今もロポンギヒルズです。
ロポン、No, Shibuya Stream. Shibuya.
そっかそっかそっか。じゃあもう今ちょっと景色は違うかもしれないですけれども。
And nobody actually works in Shibuya Stream these days because of the COVID.
そっか、誰もいない。そっかそっか。
So I assume, not confirmed, but they're paying a lot of rent of Shibuya Stream with nobody working in there for almost a year so far.
Wow. なるほどね。
And they probably only moved there. They probably only moved 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years, one and a half, I don't remember, but yeah, quite a long time ago already.
そうか、でも Google みたいにそのランチとかも食べ放題っていうような会社で勤めてると急に在宅になるとそういう意味ではちょっと困るかもしれないですね。今までランチ用意してなかったわみたいな。
確かに、そうかもしれないですね。
Yeah, oh, anyway, so I was really impressed with your English. Quick question on your English. You learn how?
そう、帰国子女ですか？
帰国子女っていうほどでもないんですけど、when I was in high school, I studied abroad in the US for 11 months.
高校の時留学しただけだったらそれは帰国子女とは言わないですね。
まあ、微妙なところですかね。
へー、あ、でもやっぱり英語とか外国とかがお好きで、やっぱ勉強も頑張ってたし、それでご自分でやっぱ今のうちから高校のうちから勉強しようって自主的に行ったって感じですか？
まあ、あんまりそんな真面目な理由があったわけじゃないんですけど、
うんうんうん、
まあ、なんかたまたま自分の父親が働いてた会社の近くにそういう留学を斡旋する団体があったんで、
うん、
パンフレットもらってきたよって言って、
うんうんうん、
え、面白そう、行きたいって言って行きましたっていうぐらいです。
へー、でもきっと英語は高校生の時からお得意でしたよね、多分。
そうですね、でもやっぱり
そうでもない
もうアメリカ行って最初の頃はあの全然喋れなかったし聞き取れなくて、
信じられない、so、今の姿からだ。
first three months or so、うん、all the people around me thought I was the most quiet person on the earth、
yeah.
and I don't know what actually happened to me, but after a couple of months I suddenly started toStart like、yeah. being able to listen to English or speak. So,
yeah.
すごい、何が起きたんだろう。え、家に帰ってすごい一生懸命勉強してたとかそういうことじゃなくて。
でも全然なくてですね。
うん。
One of the good thing about that era is that the internet or communication services like Zoom or Line or these were not available at all.
そうだ。
So I was surrounded by English only and couldn't haveany opportunity using Japanese.、
Uh-huh.
So basically, I was just digesting English every day and、something probably happened to my body or brain or something、which I can't really explain.、But that just happened to me.
Wow, interesting. そっか、今の時代だったらすぐ LINE で日本の友達に連絡したりとかしちゃいますもんね。
Yeah. And also, N is a big problem. Netflix, for me.、Because when I first came to Japan, which was, what, 20 years ago now, probably, in Hamamatsu, I had to watch Japanese TV. Now I would just watch Netflix.
いや、ほんとそう。隙間時間あったら自分の母国語でドラマとか見ちゃいますものね。いいんだか悪いんだかですね。
So you work for Smartly. It's an ad tech company. You are the first member in the Japan team. What's it like working for a Finnish company in Tokyo?
Yeah, it's a great question. So there's a lot of aspect I can talk from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, working as the first and for a long time only employee in Japan for a foreign company. It's kind of the combination of freedom and loneliness.
Yeah.
Freedom and loneliness.
Yeah.
自由と孤独. Wow, it's like us comedians. Okay.
Yeah, maybe kind of similar because my boss, for example, have always not been in Japan but in Singapore, which is where we have our APAC headquarter.
Yeah.
And naturally, he cannot oversee my day-to-day work, what I do on every minute or talk to me at any time or have coffee at the cafe or something to have the random chat. So basically, I am always expected to do my own work by myself, time to time report to him what I have been up to. And that's basically it. So I gotta be fully independent on my day-to-day business.
Yeah.
Which allows me a lot of freedom. For example, I can work anywhere.
Yeah.
I can spend my hours on my personal project, for example, at
like
any
podcasts.
Time. Like podcasts. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. おかげさまで、ありがとうございます。
And nobody really cares how much I spend my time on my regular work or my side business or my personal work, as long as you keep performing.
Yeah, as long as you hit your KPIs.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Wow, すごいな。
So it's
かなり自立性が求められる。
Yeah, it's the opposite of the micromanagement.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, like, it's not always happy days. When you do business, you have challenges, you have bad days. For example, like as sales and business development, I time to time got my proposal rejected by the prospect customers. And when I'm down, if I have coworker or boss or somebody besides me, I can always like make complaints or get some advice, feedback on a timely manner, or, you know, like, you can, I don't know, share your feelings and get relief. But when you are alone, you have to control yourself and, I don't know, you have to deal with your feeling, emotion, motivation, basically all by yourself, which sometimes lead to a feeling of loneliness or sadness.
I totally agree.
Totally agree. もうちょっとここ共感しすぎてちょっと胸が苦しかった今。じゃあ坂本さん飲みに行きますね今度あのコロナもうすぐあの宣言解除されるから2週間後行きましょう。
Yeah, Sakamoto-san, if you ever need to talk to someone, just give me a call.
ちょっとまた我々でポッドキャストをあの収録しましょうよじゃあ。あのお互い孤独と自由について英語で語るっていう。
can I just the two words? What? So I'm the same. I was the first member of my team. I've got two members now, maybe three members now, and it's the same. There's two words I miss: to vent, to vent,
to vent.
So vent means to. It kind of means to complain, but it's not really complain. It's just letting out your emotions and just when, like you said, you lose a contract, you lose a. Prospect client, you just want to say to someone.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, ventilate とかのベントかな。
Yeah. Just put it out. And the other word is to riff. To riff.
And riff って何?
Riff means to like just chuck ideas out. Just like you know when sometimes you've got maybe like a plan. You don't want a meeting. You just want to kind of give an idea out and hear it.
壁打ち相手ってこと?
Like,yeah.
Like randomly riff? Saying like, hey, what do you think of my idea?
Yeah.
Random thoughts or...
Yeah.
Riff ってあの音楽のその繰り返しのリフレインのことかな?
Yeah.
Riff.
Yeah.
かな? ちょっと違うのかな?
No, I think it is. Yeah, just yeah, to improvise, to just, you know, you're not saying this is the right idea. You know, we've talked about urawazas like this, just throwing it out there. Mm-hmm. That's in a formal brainstorm. I'm not talking about a formal brainstorm, mm-hmm. just someone who you can go, hold on, what do you think of this? And almost, yeah, that's what I miss most. Venting and riffing.
壁打ちとか言うかな、よく日本語だと。ちょっととりあえずそんなシリアスなブレストとかじゃないけど、とりあえず話聞いて返してくれる相手欲しいみたいな。Venting and riffing.
Yeah, that's something I think not only the local lonely member of a foreign company, but many people share the feeling, especially after the COVID, and people working from home. But one of the another characteristic about first local hire in Japan for foreign company is you cannot communicate with your mother tongue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is also another challenge for me sometimes.
そっか、坂本さんにも日本語喋る機会がないわけですね、うちでずっと仕事してたら。
今は日本にあと2人メンバーがいるので、時々日本語で喋ったり、はいはいはい、チャットとかできるんですけど、
mm-hmm.
それまでは、other than me, literally nobody understood Japanese.、
Uh-huh. Yeah.
なので、やっぱり英語で喋るときって、ちょっとバカになるというか、mm. 思ってることが出てこなかったりだとか、自分で喋っててもちょっと表現が幼稚だなって思ったりだとか、yeah. やっぱ思ってることを 100% 出すって難しいので、
yeah.
なのでちょっと言いたいこと言えないなとか、
mm.
ちょっとニュアンス違うんだけど伝わってるかなみたいな、
yeah.
もやもやみたいなのは常にまだあるので、
はいはいはいはい、yeah. なるほど。北欧の人って英語うまいですもんね。一方
うまいですね、
一方というかうまいですよね。なんか母国語のように喋るんですよね彼らはね、yeah.
Yeah. うちの会社は、mm. Our company Smarty.io is Finnish company and from the day one of its foundation、yeah. our official language is always being English、
mm-hmm.
okay.
and we're not allowed to use any other language in our company
Mm.
So I have never heard any Finnish word other than the、uh-huh. PowerPoint template, which is sometimes in Finnish.
ちょっと話が違うじゃないかってなりますけどね。はあ、でも基本的には英語なんですね。
そう、全員英語ですね。
フィンランドの人でも、全員、うん、フィンランドの人同士でもね。
Yeah.
人同士でも英語だし、まあ、他の国でもなんかアメリカは英語か。例えばシンガポールの、メンバー同士で話すときも、例えば中国語とかは基本的には使わない。他の人が理解できないから。
The only way to truly improve English is to practice, and we recommend practicing with our sponsor Cambly, an 英会話 on demand service.
英語が上手くなるにはとにかく練習あるのみ。ということで、私たちのスポンサーである英会話オンデマンドレッスンサービス Cambly を使っての練習をおすすめします。
Sign up with the code Urawaza in Kanji for a free 15-minute lesson with a native tutor and practice some tips and tricks that you've learned from our podcast.
漢字2文字で Urawaza とプロモーションコードをご入力いただくと、ネイティブの先生との15分間の無料レッスンが体験できます。外資系裏技英語でご紹介した裏技もぜひ練習してみてくださいね。
Okay. So, Tatsuo, Q-chan, we always Q-chan. Like to introduce. We always like to ask our guests about a phrase they like to use in English. A phrase we call it an urawaza. That in English that has helped them maybe build their career or helps them, you know, be effective in their work.Do you have a phrase that you would recommend our listeners learn?
Sorry, the connection is weak and I couldn't hear it. Could you repeat?
Okay, I'll say that again. Okay.
It is Now, the phrase that I use the most and which is my favorite phrase.
素晴らしい。
Can I just say, Tatsuo, bravo, your acting was just perfect.
今みんな騙された私も。なんか急にフリーズされたからうまっ素晴らしいですね。そんな裏技を使って仕事されてるんですか外資系企業で。さすがでございますね。
Let's just repeat. I'll repeat that for our listeners. So, sorry, the connection is weak and I couldn't hear you. Now, when would you use this, Urawaza?
Yes, so after COVID hit,
yeah,
we are not supposed to meet face-to-face, but we have meeting over teleconference, like Zoom or Google Meet or Microsoft Team or whatever the tool is.
Yeah.
And also, as a salaried worker, you cannot avoid from attending a boring meeting or meaningless meeting or whatever the meeting that you're not as engaged, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I always, in these type of meeting, I always want to do my own work or sometimes check SNS like Twitter and Facebook or read manga sometimes. And pay little attention to the meeting.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, your name is called.
Ooh, yeah.
And because you were not paying attention, you have no idea what the conversation is all about.
Yeah.
And you don't want to let people know that you were not paying attention reading manga. So instead of, sorry, I wasn't paying attention reading manga, I say, sorry, the connection was weak. I couldn't hear it. Would you repeat the question again? Then start to guess what the topic of the conversation was about and take some time, take some breath, and say something randomly, acting like you're actually engaging with the conversation.
Okay, can I just at this moment for our listeners just put a warning? In no way does Gaishike Urawaza Eigo support this Urawaza. You should be working hard and not reading manga in a meeting. This is dark art master. Dark arts master.
It's a joke ですよ皆さん。だって BJ はテレカンのコツとして一番最初に一言だけ Team Japan's here って一言言ったらあとはいなくなっていいっていうのをお勧めしてた人ですからね。ちゃんと坂本さんはその後も一応カンファレンスにいますから。BJ の方がダークアートですからね。
What is Japanese for? What is English, tell me, for 反面教師？
反面教師の英語？
Yeah。
なんで BJ が分かんないの？あっちも分かんないの？なんでそんな難しい日本語逆に知ってんの？
I love this other word. I'm joking. I love this other word. It's really
最高。
Because it is the reality of working in a gaishike.Often I'm in a meeting and it goes around every single team and you're only actually there for your 10 minutes, but you have to sit through 90 minutes. So you don't want to listen, but then you never know. You never know when they might say, Team Japan, BJ, what do you think? So you say, sorry, the connection is weak. I couldn't hear. And then please repeat or brilliant.
Yeah, すごい。あとだからこれはフレーズを覚えるだけじゃなくて、You have to act. You have to be a good actor.
Yeah, could I actually... We'll put this onto YouTube. Please check out the YouTube because when Tatsuo did the Urawaza on me and it worked perfectly, he actually leant into the screen.
確かに。
You know, so you have to put it in.
坂尾さん面白い。悪いやつですね、今のこの前かがみ感がちょっと悪どかったですね。うん。ん？って言ってね、ちょっと前かがみになって、ちょっと耳のところに手当てて、あれ？みたいな。ちょっと目とか泳がせてみたりしてね。うん、
イヤホンしてるから全然前にかがむ必要ないのに。
そう。何もかかわらず、みたいな。僕は聞きたいんだけど、ちょっと聞こえなくなっちゃって、みたいな演技を、はい、堂々とかましましょう。
タツオ。Thank you, Mr. Sakamoto. Thank you so much for coming. How can people find countrymanager.jp? You also write some really interesting blog posts about working in gaishike. Where can people find your content?
So I write my blog both on Note in Japanese and on Medium in English.
Okay.
And I usually put those on my LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook, which are all available publicly.
Okay.
So try finding my profile on any SNS and you can always feel free to reach out to me at any time.
We'll put a link to your social media on our social media so people can find you. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you. That was amazing.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you for the opportunity. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, just from my point of view, just nice to meet another lonely country manager.
仲間見つかってよかった。
Yeah, let's not be lonely anymore.
はい、みんなで飲みに行きましょう。
Okay,、はい、thank you very much. We'll speak to you soon, Tatsuo.
ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
If you want to support the show and hear more Gaishike Urawaza Eigo, join the Urawaza Executive Lounge Fan Club.
ポッドキャスト Gaishike Urawaza Eigo をサポートしてくださる方、もっと聞きたいという方、Urawaza Executive Lounge へのご参加お待ちしています。
Find out how to join at the end of the episode or click the link in the episode description.
加入方法はエピソードの最後にご紹介します。もしくはエピソードメモ欄にある Patreon のリンク先をチェックしてください。